Talk Radio. It's 7 minutes after the hour, and this is Collins and Dickman on the station where you get to tell it like it is.
If you're calling from Orange County, you call 1-800-5201-KFI and 5201-KFI if you're calling from L.A. County.
On the station where you get to tell it like it is. On the issues that you really care about. Collins and Dickman.
If you're calling from Orange County, 1-800-5201-KFI. And if you're calling from 5201-KFI.
This is Collins and Dickman. I gotta tell you something. But I know you and I disagree about it. But the Berbia, the way we're in Berbia, no way is it going to end with peace.
Well, I disagree because I seen where they want to put a man on the moon. I mean, not a man on the moon.
Man on the moon? We done that 10 years ago.
I know, I made a mistake. I mean, put man on ground, you know?
Yeah, I know, bud, but I keep telling you, ground troops is only going to make it like the Vietnam War. When they had ground troops there, those guys couldn't find their butt with both hands. And the same thing going to happen now.
Yeah, I don't see how the war in Berbia will be won if we not put man in on the ground, you know?
Yeah, the whole problem, in my opinion, is this. And we'll be taking your phone calls on this, too, by the way, at 1-800-KFI and 800-KFI. Terry Ray Elmer just come in and gave me a dirty look.
Just because you're ugly.
Probably. The way I see the Berbia situation is, if we don't, President Clinton need to have a policy, you know, that has an end game.
Yeah. Well, but I don't think that our policy on Berbia is going to be. Because I don't think that right now President Clinton knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, well, he should have. That's why he have them people like William Cohen, who's the head of the defense ministry or whatever, like Darth Vader.
Well, we want to get your calls and feelings on this, too, tonight. And you can call us live at 1-800-COLLECT. I mean, 1-800-521-K or 52K. And you call us about that.
Yeah, but first, here's a really hot song that we wanted you to hear about on the show.
Bitchin'.
On KFI. What I want, you got KFI, more stimulating. KFI, AM 640, more stimulating of the talk radio. This is Collins and Dickman tonight, and when we're not talking, we're rocking.
You can call up the radio show by call 1-800-5201-KFI and also 5201-KFI.
I'll tell you, we want to take a phone call on the whole situation going on over in Berbia, but the question is, do we put in ground troops or something, or put something else in?
Yeah, what do you want to put in?
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah, you want to put in ground troops or put something else in?
Yeah, you wish. Okay, let's go to a phone call. You're on with Collins and Dickman on KFI. This is Randy in Riverside. Hey, Randy.
How are you gentlemen tonight?
Real good. What's your take on this?
Well, I think that,
All right, we'll get some more phone calls coming up later on. They better dump that phone call. This is Collins and Dickman.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm R.C. Collins. On KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now Alan LaGreen in the KFI Center.
And right now, Bud and RC, we've got some Caltrans construction work going on. Southbound.
What does that mean, Caltrans closures?
That's the guys in the orange vests. That's when they start putting out the cones and they close down the freeways.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Never seen that happen, huh?
I really haven't. And you need to do the traffic in a way that people know.
Because I was in an accident.
Yeah, Bud was in an accident.
Oh, too bad, Bud.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Okay, what it means is the government is fixing up our freeways tonight. They're going to close down the freeways, so you're going to have to get off the freeway depending on where you're heading. And if you're
totally
in Irvine...
Totally bogus.
If you're in Irvine on the northbound 405, you're going to find that all lanes are shut down at Jamboree.
They should fix the freeway?
I think they should fix the freeway, but not when people are on it.
That's why they do it overnight.
Well, but people drive then, too.
Right, but not as many as in the daytime.
Let's go to the phone.
I'm Alan LaGreen in the KFI Traffic Center.
Listen how forced his laughter was.
This is Collins and Dickman. So we're talking about the deal over in Berbia and whether or not we should have ground troops or whether or not there should be people on the ground. And Bud and I had a big argument about this today because if you didn't read about it, you missed out about it. Bud, what was the thing that the guy got caught?
Yeah. One of the people that got caught, or three soldiers what got caught on the ground over in Berbia.
And one of the dumbasses is from L.A.
Holy Jesus.
Can you believe it? I gotta tell you, just of all the guys to get caught, one of them is a dumbass from L.A. And that only makes us look like dumbasses, too.
Right, well, I'm going to go to a phone call and see what the people want to talk about. And let's go to Bob on a car phone. You're on KFI AM 640. Hi, Bob.
How you guys doing?
Real good.
Hi, Bob.
Great. I think, really, we should commit ground troops for the short term.
Why?
Well, you know, I just think they... would help free the people over there, and that's the whole thing. Free the people and make sure that they, they're free.
Yeah, but if we do that, it'll be another Vietnam.
No.
Yes, it will, Bud. Yes, it will.
No, I got to agree with Bud. I don't think it will be another Vietnam. I think if we have the military objective in sight, and...
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Sure.
You want to do me a favor, Bud?
Good.
You want to stop itching your ass the way you're doing that?
But I got my butt itches.
Yeah, but don't do that. Go ahead.
I got to tell you, I like you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Anyway, I think that really committing ground troops is the way to go. And that's all I got to say, but I like your program a lot. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Well, there you go. You know, that he says that committing ground troops would be bitching, but you don't agree.
Well, no, I agree with him. But all I'm saying is, if you do, then you've got to make sure that they go and they do the job that they're going to do.
Yeah, but you know they won't do it because the United Nations won't let us do it. Okay, 1-800-5201-KFI and 5201-KFI. This is Collins and Dickman, and when we're not talking, we're rocking.
This one,
quit it.
I don't want to.
Stop it.
But it itches.
You're itching your butt and it's bugging me. When we come back on the radio, you better not be itching your butt area.
I can't help it. I think it's riding up or something.
You should take a shower in the morning and you wouldn't have no butt rot.
Yeah.
Damn, Dickman. Give it a rest.
I can't help it.
You know what you've done?
What?
You've itched right through your jeans. I'm looking at ass right now. My first night on the air.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you sorry. Doesn't do me any good now. Give your ass a break, all right? Are we on yet? KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And I'm Collins.
And I'm Dickman.
And we're talking about the issues you care about. I can't believe you ate a booger when we was listening to the music. You're gross. Okay, we're talking today about... And by the way, on behalf of your ass, quit itching it.
You said that on the air?
Yeah, I did. Okay, we're going to talk about the man down in Orange County, and he had that picture hanging in the video store.
I saw that, and I got the same one.
You got a picture of Ho Chi Minh?
No, I was Alfred E. Newman, I thought. But the man had a picture.
No, it's not about Alfred E. Newman. It's about Ho Chi Minh.
That's a really good... It's like pork wrapped in a dumpling.
That's not pork wrapped in a dumpling. That's a guy that used to be the head of the whole Communist Party of the world. And everybody thinks he's an ass.
Yeah, that man had a picture of him there, and now everybody want to burn down his store.
I don't hope that they do that, because he's the only guy I know that's got all the Wonder Woman's collected. I go down there renting from the man all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break now and go to Terry Elmer in the KFI Center of News.
Price of gas isn't getting any low.
In L.A. County, you can call 5201 KFI.
This is Collins and Dickman. Boy, you really honked me off in the news with what you was talking to me about.
Well, no, but I really think it bears discussing. I don't think that you can say all meat is bad.
I'm not saying all meat's bad. I'm saying veal's bad.
Why?
Because it tastes like eating human flesh. And it's just, it's a baby cow, and the consistency of baby cow is like human flesh.
You don't know that for sure. You don't know what it is to eat a person.
No, but figure it out. Figure it out. You eat a baby cow, you might as well eat a baby.
Oh, you're being ridiculous.
How many times have you had veal?
I don't know. I had one time, and I loved it. It was at a German restaurant, and we had a veal sausage.
Oh, God. You're going to make me vomit.
No. And we had that with sauerkraut, and it's really... I thought it was really good.
One time I ate veal, okay?
Yeah.
Tasted just like eating sliced baby ass. It was horrible.
You're disgusting now. I don't really believe you've ever had veal parmesan or veal scallopini.
I don't need to, man, okay? You can put all kinds of sauce on sliced baby ass. It still tastes like sliced baby behind.
Well, better get your feelings on this now. Veal, is it good or does it taste like sliced baby ass?
1-800-5201-KFI or 5201-KFI. This is Collins and Dickman.
And when we're not talking, be rocking.
I'm R.C. Collins.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And we're taking your comments tonight on if you eat veal or not. And I'm not saying I'm a vegetarian, Bud.
No, that's exactly what's at the heart of this. You're a vegetarian and you don't like to eat meat.
No, I'm not saying that at all. And I really think it's unfair of you to say that about me when you know it's not true.
Well, then why don't you want to eat veal?
I don't eat veal because I think it tastes weird and it has a weird consistency that reminds me of spooge. If you want to know the truth, let's go to the phones now. Here's Bobby in West Hills. You're on with Collins and Dickman. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're real good.
What do you think, Bobby?
I feed my sons and my husband meat. And it's interesting, I don't know if you heard the story about the little boy that went missing up here in Topanga Canyon.
No!
He turned up in a can of denizens. And so I heard what you were saying earlier about veal.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, and so that has often, fed into my feelings about this. And
lady, you're freaking me out. You said a little boy that went missing in Topanga Canyon turned up in a can of denizens?
Yes, he did. And It was my son, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we had him for New Year's Eve. And it was like, he tasted like veal. So that's kind of the funny thing about it. And,
now, wait a minute. You're saying that veal tastes like baby butt, but that your son tasted like veal.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, that proves my point, bud.
Now, hold on for a minute. I don't think it's fair of you to jump to conclusions.
No, it proves my point. If she ate a human being and said it tasted like veal, I think you lose.
Well, I don't agree.
I know you don't agree, but a score one for Collins.
Well, you can say score one for Collins, but I think you're being very close-minded about it.
This is Collins and Dickman on KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And you can call it 1-800, but...
No, you're so excited because you won one.
Yeah, 1-800-5201-KFI.
Or 5201-KFI.
And when we're not talking, we're rocking.
God, you're f***ing lame.
Are we going to take any phone calls?
Yeah.
Right.
Check this out. Are we on yet?
No, we're not.
Okay, listen to this.
You look the way it sounds.
You look like it.
You look like it.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the Collins and Dickman Show. Our number 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County and 5201-KFI in LA County. I'm R.C. Collins.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And no offense, Bud, but you got a face that's perfect for radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to talk about ATM cards when we come back. And the fact that the banks are charging money now to get money out of your ATM machine.
That's unfair. To my opinion is that you should have, if you have money, you pull out a bank, but you have to pay the bank for it.
Exactly. They have my money. Well, they got my mom's money. And I got to pay for it? Bull crap.
They'll be talking about it coming up. Keep their numbers in mind on 1-800-5201 and 5201. Now, here's Alan Green in the KFI Traffic Center.
And right up, bud. Hey, we got some...
KFI AM 640, more stimulating of the talk radio. This is Collins and Dickman.
Heard every night between 2 and 1 right here.
You can call us at 1-800-5201-KFI if you're in Orange County.
And 5201-KFI if you're in L.A. County. Collins and Dickman, but the issue is what you want to talk about.
This is Collins and Dickman, and I'm talking to Bud now about the ATM fees.
Well, I just think the banks have a right because they do handle our money.
You got to have a face that looks... You gotta have a face that looks like someone's butt to believe something like that, Bud.
Well, think about it. Why do you put your money in the bank?
So it'll be safe, and I know where you're going with this. But the point is, they use my money to invest, and they make interest off of it.
Yeah, but it's also part of the services, too.
Well, I think it's very usurious of banks to charge a fee on top of the money that when you pull your money out.
Well, you don't understand the banking business, Spooge.
Well, you're the one with a butthead.
You have a Spooge face, if you believe that.
Your face looks like somebody's butt area.
No, because of the banks that charge the money, do it because they need to. Spoogish.
Let me tell you something, butt face boy. The reason why they...
I know why they do it, because they are handling your money and providing a service.
No, Spooch Boy. It's because they want to take your money, okay?
Hey. Look, King Colon, you know...
Oh, yeah, I'm King Colon. You're mean.
What's that music?
I don't know, but... It's almost... It's like we're dead now. It doesn't... Are we on the radio still?
I don't know, I think... Oh, man, it's creepy. It's like I died.
Well, that's the end of the show, then. I'm R.C. Collins, and he's Prince Poopshoot, and...
No, I'm not. I'm Bud Dickman.
Yeah, your stupid opinions about stuff. We'll never get to do another show.
I don't care. I don't work with you no more anymore, anybody.
Poop.
Shoot, boy. Queen Queef.
Of the Spooginitia.
Bill Hendry.
KFI Los Angeles, most stimulating talk radio.
When you're really ready to play, play Prem Nevada.